Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tyre Okunuga, and as usual, Ifeanyi Awani is with me in the studio.
Hey, yo, what's good?
I'm good, man. How are you doing, my brother?
I do, man.
Yeah, we have not recorded in a bit. We had to step back a little to support the EndSARS protest and everything that's going on in Nigeria, basically.
It's just been a very weird few weeks.
Yeah, I like how our generation is standing up. We're standing up for our rights. We're standing up for ourselves. If there's anything like Nigerians love to do, we love to live our lives. Like, we just love to like enjoy ourselves, and
all right,
that is
now,
basically what we're asking. And then too many things have happened.
Olokpa no one will enjoy ourselves. So
too many
people came out.
Olokpa government, you know,
so many things. Man.
Too many things have happened, and then R.I.P. to the people that have lost their lives.
And we hope that they get justice, man.
Yeah, and just hopefully, and still ends us. Anyway, let's start with Nigeria. Support Eagles.
Yo, I have to give a shout out, man, because person where they listen will give shout out to. Yeah, so shout out to Baby J, man. Big up. Shout out to Nips as well. For loving fan love. Thanks.
Okay. Nigeria, the Super Eagles.
No. This is not about coming back.
Quickly.
This is not how we are coming back.
It's not part of the intro. It's part of the intro. We drew 4-4.
My first leg. Abi?
We drew 4-4. Yeah. And then going to Sierra Leone, we drew 0-0. And this is African Cup of Nations qualifiers. We're leading 4-1 at halftime. What happened?
I think for a while now we've shown. I mean, we've lost Ighalo's goal since he retired from the
No, we scored four.
Lost his goals.
Yeah.
But we got his goals back. But we didn't keep the defending that we had when we had his goals. That was what happened in that 4-1 game. But like, just simply for I think about 10 or 20 minutes in the game, we lost our heads, man. That's not how Nigeria is meant to be a power in African football and West African football in general. Just to do things like that. It's embarrassing. It's just very embarrassing.
Like, I remember, like, when you came back from, I think, the toilet or so, and you asked that, what's this called? You were surprised.
It's not normal. It's not normal.
Was it your dad that asked, oh, how many did we win?
You're out here upsetting me and my father.
Let's leave that now. That has happened. Do you think it's time for Gennaro to go?
I think he has gotten us to a certain point. We need to make that move now and get a manager that, you know, I think this has been a complaint about his coaching since he's been at the job, is that he's just a little tactically flat. He just kind of doesn't know what to do. And we're going back. I mean, he's done some very nice stuff for the team, man. Got us playing. There was a system, there was a style we could see.
Yes, there was a system, especially.
Yeah, but he's not improving as a manager at the Super Eagles.
You think he has picked for us? I think there's nothing again like he can give us.
I think he has picked for us, man. And we have like a good crop of talent right now. And I think Nigerian fans right now, we're at a very, very important stage where you don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
It's a good point. We could win something with this team, maybe another AFCON, or get somewhere really good in the international tournament, the World Cup, you know, try and do something.
All right, quickly. The new players have come in as Maduka Okoye, Akpoguma as well. Do you think like they're good enough for the Super Eagles now? Or do we need to like wait for them, bird in time? Because fans didn't really like the way they played. Well, like you talked about Gennaro being tactically inept. Apoguma was playing what, right back? I feel his player is center back. I'm not a coach, but I'm just saying, like, he plays center half for
that's how our opponent is now. We're paid on, you know,
continue.
We are paid to say what we have to say and just do what we have to do. Right back, center back, but well, leave my team out there. That's gonna run into just, I'm done, man. You do all this work to get all these players that diaspora players, and also there was some talk on the radio and maybe on social media about how we need to get proper players that are not proper Nigerian. What is a proper Nigerian player?
Is the league even?
I don't know.
On?
I don't know. Maybe they were saying like they want. It sounds like xenophobia or something, or colorism or something. You know, I'm not sure what term to use for it, but just cut it out.
Okay.
These players have Nigerian parents and they have Nigerian posts and they are players. So
I just feel the best player should play for the Super Eagles.
Yes,
no matter what.
When you don't come out and
if your grandma qualifies you to be a Nigerian and you can play football,
it's very
and you want to play,
and honestly, it's very dangerous.
Come and do that, man.
Get that talk out there.
Anyway, before we go for a break, I have a stat for you.
Yeah.
Lyon women, they lost to PSG women last week.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first loss in 73 games in all competitions.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Next is Lohi's Corner with more women's football talk.
Hello and welcome to Lohi's Corner. So yeah, for women's football, we had the Women's Football Weekend 2020 in the WSL. It was pretty good. I feel like every match delivered. There was a Second City Derby. And so Second City Derby is between the two Birmingham clubs in the WSL. So that's Birmingham City and Aston Villa. I think this is the first Second City Derby in... Yeah, this is the first Second City Derby in the WSL because Aston Villa just got promoted. So, yeah, it was a very, very good match. It was a bit cagey in the beginning stages. Then, of course, who else delivered for Birmingham City? Claudia Walker. I think she's one of the revelations of the WSL this season. I really, noticed her. And I feel like, yeah, Claudia Walker is one to watch. I feel like she should be in... Now, her position is very, very tough. I would have said maybe she should be in the team of the season the way she's playing, but you can't still beat the big boys. But she's really, 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 really helping Birmingham City. They won that match 1-0. Then we had the Manchester Derby. I have to say something about Casey Stoney. She's taking Man United women to the next level. I feel like they chose the right manager for that team because... Everyone was like, oh, United, yeah, they're probably going to finish fourth. They're probably going to... But they made some good signings. At first, I was like, Tobin Heath and Christian Perez, they won't do well, blah, blah, blah. They had world-class players around them. Would they be able to do this in an average United team? And they've proved me wrong. They've been very amazing. Tobin Heath probably scored one of the goals of the weekend last week. Christian Perez has also played well. Every time I watch a match on FA Player, I'm always like, these girls are amazing. So the match was, the first half, United was in there. Like, they didn't come to the party at all. City did well. But the thing about City right now is what I don't understand. They have such good defenders, but it's just not clicking for them at the moment. They have the best right back in the world in Lucy Bronze. But she's not bringing her PSG form. She literally came back to Manchester because she wanted to take this team to glory. But it's just not been working. They've let out too many goals this season. And they lost their two-goal lead in the second half. I don't understand how that happened. And of course, we have the London Derby between Chelsea women and Arsenal women. Now, for Chelsea women and Arsenal women, it's been a one-sided game for the past, 1.5 years. Especially because Chelsea is on an unbeaten run. So, going into the game, I'm sure lots of Arsenal fans did not believe that, they had a chance. And, but the game was, let's say it was a bit underwhelming. There was no shot on target in the first half. Surprisingly, it was too. I think both managers wanted to really defend. So that's Emma Hayes and Joe Montero. I think they really wanted to defend too much because they didn't want to lose. So it was kind of like a must not lose game than a must win game. I don't think Beth Mead played that great. She wasn't. I don't know. I feel like she could have. She wasn't making the right decisions. I feel like Midema should have gotten two goals earlier on, but she wasn't making the right movements and stuff. So at the end of the day, Midema switched to the wings. And when she switched to the wings, she made this run and she left Millie Bright for the dead. She made this run and she assisted Beth me to the goal. She was literally the definition of no help in that, like, for that goal. But sadly, they couldn't really hold on to that lead because Zinsberger was Zinsberger. This season, she has cost the Gunners a lot, in my opinion. I don't think she's good enough to be starting. She's a good shot stopper, I will give her that. She also saves penalties, but there's just this moment in her that's just very, I don't know. I just think there's something in her that's just, she's error prone. That's the word. I think that's the word. So yeah, apart from that, yeah, she just has that error proneness in her. But it was a good match. They were able to equalize. It was an own goal. Zinsberger didn't catch the ball. And as Lotte Wubenmoy was trying to kick it out, she scored an own goal. Of course, an own goal is a mistake. She scored an own goal. And that's how it ended. So right now, the table looks, the UCL Sports, because now they've increased it to 3 UWCL Sports. It's United, it's Chelsea, it's United, it's Arsenal, it's Chelsea, but Chelsea have a game in hand. And if they win that, which they most likely win, then it's a wrap. They have higher goal difference. For D1, the shock of the weekend, Lyon lost a game. Their first loss in 83 matches. They lost a game to PSG, Paredes. Paredes, she should be in the best CB conversation after Renard and who else? Paredes is part of the best CBs in the world conversations, to be honest. Like, nobody comes close to Renardo, we know that. But Paredes in that match, my God. Like, yeah. So yeah, so D1 is looking like PSG on top of the league with Lyon second, but everybody thinks Lyon is definitely going to win the league at the end of the day. For Premier Division, so that's Spanish La Liga women, we have Atletico Madrid as the leaders. Everybody thought, we would think it would be Barcelona, but it's Atletico Madrid at the top. And for the German league, Wolfsburg is not at the top. Some may say they are missing Fenile Harder, but not so sure. I think Wolfsburg will still win the league at the end of the day. But for now, Bayern are at the top. So that's basically just what has happened in women's football this week. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning into Lois Corner.
Alright, cool. Let's start with the Premier League hot topics. Moose seems to have gotten his mojo back. I don't understand why he's saying Nawal.
Nawal. Tayo.
What?
Tayo.
Do you want to ask me how many times?
How many times did I call you?
2.
How many game weeks have we played?
9.
So his mojo is back, have you?
He's second on the table.
Ah, mojo, Jojo. He never jam. The game looked good against City, yeah, but...
Yeah,
wasn't
that typical Jose? That was like Jose we used to know now.
But yeah, now I'm in runner for the remaining how many game weeks now. You cannot do that against everybody. City did what they... I mean, City pep teams will always be like normally play, which is full possession. And you know, you're playing to Mourinho's hand. And let me tell you, that game was fun because I felt like City could have been more clinical. Maybe it end up differently, yeah?
Isn't that what we always say when Mourinho does his thing? Like, other teams could have been more clinical.
Yeah, but this is a one-game sample size.
My point now is...
He needs to do it again.
His team. Like, this team looks like a Mourinho team now. This Tottenham team.
Yeah, they have their...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
still at the back.
Uh-huh. So, like, when I say getting his mojo back compared to how he started at Tottenham, compared to the ending of his career at Manchester United... That's what I'm saying. Like, he seems to like have that zeal back. That was just my point. I didn't ask you yet if they were going to win the league, but I'm going to that. You understand? Like,
why are you going to come back? I've been bust up. Oh, are you funny?
Yeah, I did laugh though. Like, I'm funny.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, man. Thanks, man. You be my G still. You be my G, man. Cool. If Liverpool and obviously Man City do not win the league, should we be looking at Tottenham?
Well, yeah, I mean, they are one of our nearly guys, you know, in the last 5 years, I think, they are in and around, you know, competing for the top spots. So maybe...
So why would you say that? Why would you say that we should look at them if they are nearly guys? If they are nearly guys, that means they can never win it now.
What was the question posed to me? Liverpool and City.
If they don't win it.
Yeah, is it United?
Are they the next best?
Is it United that wants to come and do something?
United don't look settled yet.
Is it Arsenal?
No, obviously not.
Is it... who has the one to call it again? Is it...
Leicester?
Leicester. After today...
Okay.
You think...
I think what? It's possible now.
Atutu.
But they won the league like before now. Leicester were... By you people
with what, 5,000 to 1 odds?
Yeah.
What are their odds now?
I don't know. Yeah, obviously, it's not 5,000 to 1.
So we
odds.
Move.
So wait, their odds have to be 5,000 to 1 before.
Those are the rules. I don't make them. So.
Okay. So like Tottenham are tied to challengers.
As it stands, yes.
I can't believe I'm asking you that, man. That's so sad. Come on, Arsenal.
Worry about other things. We'll finish above them.
What's up with Manchester City though? Guardiola's worst start in the league season.
We won't say that. Maybe it's because goals. He lost the second, but that's not it.
It can't be. That can't be it. Last season. When did that one leave? Come on.
A lot of players are not pulling their weight.
Mm.
I think that's... See, when you have... You know, we're in the era now of like... Maybe, I don't know if we're in the era because I mean, who am I? I'm just a baby boy. Mm. But super managers exist now.
Yeah.
And when things are not going well, super manager will take the heat. When things are going too well, super manager takes all the glory.
Yeah, true.
And that's kind of what's happening right now in City, man. You can't apportion all the blame to Pep.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he set his team up. They're still playing his type of football, you know. And they're getting into a lot of good chance and good creative spots.
Yeah.
But they're not finishing or they're not doing the right things at the right time when they get into the final third, man. So...
Could it be that like this team has picked and then like key players that they have lost, they've not replaced those players exactly, e.g. Ferran Torres, Sané, Foden for David Silva. Ruben Diaz has been good, but obviously he's not company yet. Could it be that? Do we have to wait for Pep again?
Well,
just sign a new 2-year contract.
Yeah, this is the longest he spent at the club in his entire career. So maybe we're in unprecedented territory right now and we haven't seen him actually have to react to this kind of situation
before.
So he has to basically kind of, I don't know, I won't say rebuild a team. This is probably his first rebuild at a team ever.
Yeah.
So let's see what Super Manager can do.
So,
but the players need to take some responsibility as well.
Okay. He's been given a 2-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think like is the main target now? Obviously, it has to be Champions League now.
You want to?
So this squad he's building right now is to win the Champions League.
Yes, I mean, he could go the next 2 seasons without winning the Premier League, but if he won a champs, you know, I mean, he could win the Premier League back-to-back and maybe not keep his job, maybe, don't know.
Okay.
But if he won a champs, you know, he'll be fine. He'll get the next contract to do more.
All right, keep going.
No, I'm done. You're done. Pep, I don't like talking about him.
Okay, let's talk about Chelsea Football Club. They've been looking good as well. Same. Talk now.
No, these ones I like talking about, like, especially when they lose.
Same question I asked about Tottenham. If it is not Liverpool or Manchester City, should we look at them? Are they the next title challengers?
Funny enough, if their manager just, you know, does... Because I feel like sometimes Lampard and Pep this season, they tend to get into... overthinking. And just... Yeah. Sometimes just, you know, play the players where they feel they are best suited to play and just, you know, do the simple things, man.
Yeah.
Chelsea right now seem to have a keeper that can actually keep. And Thiago Silva, you know, forget all the banter
experience.
From the season, man. Experience will always show itself. Mm. I mean, local league. And this one will be local league.
Yeah.
Now, senior man.
Yeah.
Senior man will always show now. Yeah. Let's not act like we're kids here.
Mm.
And what's it called? The front is where there might be some issues now because he's chopping at
good issues though.
Yeah, like, he has a lot of options.
Good players though.
I think if Giroud goes in January, that might help him with the, you know, tactical headache and picking players and all that. But he needs to have at least a nice front three or front four that
settled, right?
Settled, yeah. And then you have other people trying to get in the team. Right now, it's not settled. It's kind of like, oh, everyone's still starting.
It's still kind of settled because like Pulisic is out, so Timo Werner has to play from the left no matter what, because he doesn't have any winger. Yeah. Obviously, he doesn't trust Hudson.
The main point is that if they can sort, I think if they can sort out the back, I think attacking wise, they're going to score. They've scored, I think, the most goals this season.
Four clean sheets, have we? In Premier League.
Yeah, and that's all. That's all Mendy, I think.
Yeah, all Mendy. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I think only two people have scored Mendy, as Lamela in the League Cup and then Cameron the second one now. Cameron the second one now. David McGoldrick.
Stato Mapo. McGoldrick.
You get me?
You guys can't see me now. I'm doing the McGoldrick, but it's fine.
You get me still. So, title challengers for you?
They will challenge, but I don't think they'll win. It's just, it's still very topsy-turvy right now.
You should have just said yes or no.
I don't understand.
He said they will challenge, but he think they will win. But they will reduce the
like
point.
I don't like all this backy dog shit. Don't do this.
They will reduce the point gap.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because the season is...
The only question is now, will they win one of the trophies on show? Because if not, it's a firing. Oh. It's a firing kind
really?
Of... It's a firing kind of team.
If he finishes in top four, doesn't win a trophy.
It's done.
Is it?
They spent a lot of money.
You would sack him. That's what you're saying.
They spent a lot.
I'm saying you. If you're Abraham.
Nobody's Abraham. That's a special man there.
Yeah.
If I was Abraham, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But Abraham is different from us.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on in his
head. I mean, since he's been at that club, man, he's not really about betting in all those things. He needs trophies, man, and he's willing to spend as much money as possible to get it. So
I mean, see this last summer now. Anyway, second season syndrome for Sheffield. 1 point in 9 games.
I don't want to speak on this because this one really affects me personally. My boy Ryan is out there, you know, in the trenches, doing his best for his manager.
What best?
Nah, I'm kidding, man. Sheffield right now are really going through it, man.
What could be the difference, you understand, like from how they started last season and now? Let's say from the restart, because okay, in the restart they won some games, but the last game they won was Chelsea. They beat Chelsea 3-0 and since then, I think in 8 games.
Looking at the current bottom three right now, we have Burnley, Sheffield and West Brom.
Yeah.
Now, out of those three, one of them newly promoted, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what's called, the other two were in the Premier League already. But then look at the state of... Because I'm trying to link it to something. It has to do with the squad sizes and then the football schedule as well. Or schedule? I can never...
Pick one.
Yeah,
pick
one, football timetable.
What Nigerians?
Timetable. I like that. That's a very Nigerian word.
Yeah.
The football timetable this season has not been kind. And if you're just coming up from the Championship... That's why Leeds right now doing what they're doing, side notes, is actually very impressive. Mm. But then West Brom, a lot of games trying to qualify for the league. And then also, I think they went to the playoffs as well.
Second.
Yeah. But still, a lot of games to play regardless. Mm. Sheffield now, not a very big squad. And then play a lot of games after lockdown, then you come back, you know. And if you look at Sheffield's success, last season, was very key. You know, had a very nice setup, 11 players, 11 or 12 players that were starting constantly. And then they lost their keeper as well.
Yeah.
So many things, man. Burnley as well, also in that same situation, a lot of injuries, and then his kind of manager likes to have a set first 11. Timetable is not helping matters.
Burnley, they've not been backed really. Like the board haven't really backed Sean Dyche in terms of spending money. They spent just 1 million.
They've backed him the best they can. I mean,
Jesus, just 1 million. After teams, all he has done, he has kept the team in the league 5 years.
Organizations like Burnley, man, even more. Just because of the current situation, normally they don't even spend. Now imagine in this kind of climate, the wallet is non-existent. The wallet is air.
Okay.
There is no wallet.
Alaykum salam.
Shandai converted or I don't know.
I thought we're not going to talk about Liverpool, but well, somehow they're in the what they call it now. They're in the scripts. Depleted Liverpool.
Why would you say the D word on the show, man? I don't like that. We're not depleted.
Depleted Liverpool showing why they are champions.
Just 7 first team games.
Since Van Dijk.
Nah, not there anymore.
Could be 8 with Keita. Could be 8.
Ah, that's a magic number right there.
Ooh, that's true. He's number 8.
By now, we cast a evil spirit. It will remain at 7 to reduce.
Isn't it very funny that since Van Dijk left, Liverpool haven't lost any game?
Now the system now.
That's what I was going to. Because I remember I used to tweet about this a lot, but I'd be like, no, it's Van Dijk. Oh, when he came, he settled everything. Klopp has set a system in which, I don't want to say like any player can just go into centre-back, obviously, because you can put a young in there and he will just slip up. But like any experienced person, like we saw what Fabinho tonight, and like it was like, this is Liverpool's starting 11. You understand? The way Liverpool played against Leicester, it was like, oh, this is our starting 11. You understand? And it was, there was no like weak link. Like, oh, okay, we can go through this guy's side. Oh, because Trent did not play, that's why Liverpool did not play. Well, they were just superb. Like, this is a super team. Like, what's that word that he used again? Something mentality monsters. Like, you could see it in them. Like, the drive, the zeal is as mad as.
I want to say this about great teams, man. Great managers know that to build a great team, you need to have great players. So you also need to have a great system, a working system. Now, while it's not to underestimate the importance of Virgil van Dijk to the team, you don't want it to be like, oh, wow, if he's not there, the group project is not good. They're not going to get an A on the group project, you know. Maybe they get a B or they get a C, but they pass regardless.
Passed.
It's not... It's
they,
not
have, they have overpassed. It's overpassed.
A, I mean, look at, you have Milner sorting at right back, and you have
Fabinho coming in.
You see Robertson stepping in with the creative and this thing since
Trent is not around.
And what does that tell you, man?
We forgot Diogo Jota.
I mean, obviously the system gets strained when you don't have Van Dijk and Alisson in the team, but the system works. I mean, we've seen that now. Look at the Champions League, especially. We've seen that the system works. So it doesn't matter, but it matters who's in the lineup, but let's not carry Panadol too much when these players are out. As in the future, let's be more pragmatic. I'm talking to you, Liverpool fans.
I thought we were going to drop some kind of gem there with that Panadol line, but oh well.
There's no gem. They are stressing me. They are not stressing me. Van Dijk is out. Oh, wow. We're done for. House is on fire. Everybody calm down.
Calm down.
Maybe I panicked. And you might bring out tweets to say I panicked. But I'm going to deny that. So that's your business.
It wasn't me. Anyway, quickly, before we go on the break. Arsenal, 0-0 against Leeds. Arsenal work in progress, right?
We know now. Anything that you see, just collect it like that.
What do you think about Pepe's red card?
I want to meet center part in glass. Uppercut. Headbutt.
What do you think that does for his Arsenal career?
And if you got him, he'll be headbutting in his village. No, say headbutt. What rubbish.
Okay, quickly. Manchester United, back to back.
You left your ball. No, we're not going anywhere. You left your ball to knock the guy on his head based on your tallest. He's tall now. Get out, rubbish.
You think we have to go on a break? Manchester United back-to-back wins. Are they back now? Are they ready for the season?
They're like Bruno Fernandes won a run-up for a penalty. They don't give me assurance. You think that run-up caused heart palpitations? If you're a United fan and you watch that game, I'm happy. Say I. This shout out to my boy C. Carlo, man. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry, bro. It's hard. Take heart.
Right, let's go on a break now. Okay, let's talk La Liga. Atletico. This is a very weird start. They got their first win over Barcelona in 10 years.
I saw it debut now. When did they play for...
Did you believe the start? Like, when you saw it?
I can't believe it.
Really?
People that are always playing with 12th man. Every game, 12th man.
So, like, in 10 years, you have not beaten Barcelona.
Those guys
are... And you're, like, the third best team in the league.
And that just shows you what's going on over there. There are huge spiritual forces at play in that league, you know, controlling teams. I mean, look at that. They are the only team to have won La Liga to break that Real Madrid, Barcelona. So, like, it's a tough league, man.
It's Atletico we're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, we're talking about Atletico. Did you know? I don't understand.
I'm just saying.
What other club can be under such bondage? 10 years, you've not beaten them once.
I don't know why that stat is not surprising you, because I felt like you should have done that at some point, man. Because I was surprised when I saw it. This is the first time in his managerial career he's beaten Barcelona in the league.
I knew it was long, I just didn't think it was that long. All my surprise has gone out already. I heard it yesterday. Don't worry. Sorry, guys, I can't manufacture anything.
Okay, like I asked you about Tottenham and Chelsea.
Yeah.
and with the way
don't do that.
The league
don't
and everything that. Is, don't you know, that. Acting
don't,
up and everything.
Do that here.
And obviously they have won the league, like you said, they broke the jinx.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Is it Atletico's turn again to win? I mean, they're 9 points ahead of Barcelona. They're second in the league right now. First is what's the name? David Silva's club, Sociedad.
What I'll say is this: they lost Thomas, and I think that's going to be a really huge one for them. Because I mean, that guy was everything. I heard that he was most called this guy actually trained him because like he played that same position when he was a player, Simeon.
Yeah.
You know that kind of player. He wasn't even meant to leave, you know. Yeah. But like things happened and he's gone now. And then also, they still seem to have some problems in certain games, just finishing their chances and scoring goals. That athletic spirit, man, to finish goals, games 1-0, 1-1, 2-1. They love those numbers. Man. They love that. I won't say binary, but it's 2 there. They love all that.
So are you saying like they need to like drop the shackles, like get the handbrake off?
I want them to play nice, free-flowing attacking football and score lots of goals. I think they can do that.
When they won the league, they did that. Now they were trashing teams 5.
Yeah.
Diego Costa was in form of his life, you know?
I mean, they've got Luis Suarez now in their team, which I think is an excellent addition to their team. His fitness level is...
Yeah, Felix is getting better and better.
I said fitness level, rather. Fitness record is actually very, very good.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's going to be available and he's going to, you know... I mean, Suarez is basically like a 9.5. If you think about maybe while it was at Barca, he became more of a lethal finisher. But he's always had that in his game. So him and Jao could be, you know, they could have form a very good
partnership.
I went for Felix, man. Felix.
I mean, look at how you're pronouncing.
Play him. We're outside, please. Don't do some certain things. I beg you, name of God.
Keep going.
Uh-huh. So yeah, him and Luis and Felix, man. Let's see how it goes.
So like you don't just trust them. I think that's
that. I don't
thing
trust
them.
Things that I want somebody to break that hoodoo. But they don't have my trust, and that's just it, man.
Okay, Barcelona. Since Ronald Koeman has come in now, like, assess them? Like, what is your scorecard for them?
Right now, I give them a good 3, man.
3 out of what 5? 3 out of 5.
Now, wow, teacher.
I don't think actually that 3 out of what now?
It's your marking scheme. Yeah, the bill. 3/5. You said, fear God now.
I don't know why they actually.
That's 75%.
Though. Yeah.
Now, 3/10.
Jesus.
No, let's not whine ourselves. Let's not whine. Yep.
So, like, he's the wrong coach. Is that what you're telling me right
he's
now?
He's not the wrong coach, but then I don't think any manager in the world would have wanted to enter that Barcelona hot
seat. He wanted it. I mean, he left a very good job at the Netherlands, and there's always this talk of this Barcelona clause in his contract that if Barcelona ever come for him, he will like pick the job, he will take the job. And now,
when you're desperate, you do silly things.
Yeah.
But I mean, someone had to bail the cat. So it's Ronald, man. I think they're going to give him a year. So let's say they'll start,
what you're saying right now is if the new president comes in, he's not going to stick with him.
No, like they'll give him a year, like till the end of the season, then they'll assess. I don't think he's going to nothing drastic like getting fired in the middle of the season or anything like that, you know.
Are you sure?
Things will have to get really bad.
I don't know, sack him. Like they're 12 points off the top. I know they have 2 games in hand.
That's enough for them. And I think with the quality they have in their team, I want to believe that they can start on a very nice run.
Do you feel like there's an imbalance? I remember his Everton days when he signed Sigurdsson and Rooney, that 2 tens. It was an imbalance, and then he lost his job because he couldn't like find the balance in the team. Do you think like he's having that with Barcelona now, especially with Griezmann and Messi?
Well, with Griezmann,
and he wanted to sign Depay. And that's the Depay's position as well.
Yeah, in Coman's defense, when Griezmann has been off the ball for a while now.
Yeah, because he's not playing his position. But Messi's playing his position.
But what do you do? It's Messi, man.
So why did they sign him, man? Okay, well, he didn't sign Griezmann. He met Griezmann.
The Griezmann one was funny because it felt like a good signing on paper when it happened. Everybody was overjoyed. Everybody was happy. But now we're starting to see the fruit, and the fruit is not exactly tasty.
Wow. Let's talk about their number 10, Messi. Body language. Is he gone?
Never say never, man. Barcelona, their business is very chaotic, so you don't really want to put like a rubber stamp.
When I say is he gone, I'm saying him, like the way he plays. Like, is he done? Hasn't scored from open play. Like, how many games now?
This is the greatest player I've ever seen play football in my life. I'm never going to admit that he's gone.
I don't mean skill-wise. I mean in a Barcelona shirt. Like, does he want to play for them anymore? That's what I'm saying. Because I'm seeing clips. I'm seeing matches where he's just trolling. He's not putting in work. He's not putting in work. For Argentina, he's dying for the country. But for Barcelona, it looks like his time. He's just like doing his last year, you understand, in uni, and boom.
This is going to sound really cliche, man, and I'm probably bringing up one of those old football phrases, but maybe he needs a new challenge. Because no, it's cheesy, but it's true. He's been there for over 20 years, maybe, and this last episode that happened, man, really like shook him to his core. As another phrase that,
like,
you know,
it was the last,
like, this is last straw. Like one of those marriages where everything is nice and everything, you start having issues, and then maybe this last saga could be the one that breaks the camel's back, you know. But this is not wisdom.
This
is not the first lover's tip they're having, but you know, you can have one fight too many. Maybe this is it. By, I think next year, he'll be able to speak to other clubs.
Yeah.
So let's know.
In a month's
time. It's not that far.
Less than a month.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah.
Are we... The year might not be happy for Barcelona fans, yeah, I'm like, because some kind of news.
So is he going to stay or not?
We don't know till January, man. I thought he was going to go this year. But look at God.
Okay. Real Madrid. Just... Like, what is going on with them, man? Like, why is everything off and on for them?
Now, the season will be like this. So. And I can't...
Could that be the main reason?
And I just want to use this as something to describe a lot of all the top teams right now across all the top leagues, man. This season is going to be something that statistically is going to be an outlier, like, in the next maybe 10, 15 years, man. Looking at a spread of football, you're going to realize that this is going to have a lot of funny results and
surprises,
funny happenings. And the teams that are best placed to handle these disruptions now are going to be the ones that, you know,
the Haram teams are actually playing well. Like, the managers that have the sit back mentality, they're actually doing well, funny enough.
Yeah, because the bigger teams now, and I want to say rest is a huge factor as well. And then look at the age of that Madrid squad now. You have a lot of older players, and as you get older, your body isn't what it used to be. Man, recovery time, you definitely need more recovery time. Like, the brain is not as sharp as it used to be, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're not old, guy. Maybe they like to say, "Oh, brain is still there," but some things are going to be off, man.
Okay.
And we're starting to see that with Madrid, man. Obviously, they're going to come back, and you know, experience, class will always show.
Yeah.
But you're going to keep having these blips if the manager doesn't address it and correct it, which is basically
them not strengthening in the summer. Could that be part of the problem?
Definitely. Madrid team likes to do a little, you know, refreshing ever so often. And they have, when last they do their refreshing, they need to refresh.
Refresh.
What's that thing? F5, F4?
I don't know. You're the computer guy, man. I don't know, man. Yeah.
I know the computer guy.
Okay. Well, they're still like in the league, the word now.
I know. See, and let me tell you, man, for all the question marks you have about Barcelona and
league contention,
they'll still end up in their normal spot, you know, probably make it to the knockout stages, maybe quarterfinal, semis, qualify for Champions League again. So it's not as if there's fire on the mountain, but there's just every team, or rather the three teams have to polish one or two things to just, you know.
Out of the three teams, like, who is best equipped now? Like, the little you have watched this season. Or do you still want to watch more?
Honestly, I'm going to say maybe, you know, Villarreal, they could. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry about that.
I talked about three teams, you know. You called a fourth one. I hear a funny thing, Villarreal in the script, so I'm going to speak about Villarreal. Unai Emery seems to have found his mojo back, like I said for Jose Mourinho.
We will call this episode the mojo episode, I mean.
Possibly.
SMU Balemo.
Oh, nice. I just hope you pay him for that.
My guy, man.
Yeah, still.
Chop life.
Yeah.
But like, Villarreal.
Yeah.
Mojo. Really. Has he won an away game this season? I'm just joking. He probably has.
He has one.
But let me know how it's you. Yeah. My stats are though. That's why I asked stats guy. But Villarreal, still to us, how many games in and
They played 10, but like teams above them have like one or two
games. People had to rest, you know, the season. I don't know if those two games really helped them like that, but see what they are doing now.
Yeah, they're third now.
I think after everything happened at Arsenal and the way he left, it's good that they'll come. Emery will definitely be happy that, you know, his team is really, like, showing that, you know, I can still manage. Mm. I'm still a good manager. And it's good for him, good for his confidence as a manager, and also good for the players as well, you know.
Yeah.
New player, new team, new manager, and then that relationship, trying to get things started, is always very, very hard.
I think just for his ego, after the debacle at Arsenal, and he's doing well now, so hopefully he has a good season. Let's go to, you want to say something?
It's all nice, so I'm going to drop my, you know, caveat emptor. Everybody just be cautious.
Okay.
It's the hope that kills. That's what they say. So everybody just be calm.
Really hoping for Unai?
I'm not hoping. Do I like a yellow summary?
Yeah. Bundesliga, Bayern. They drew with who they played again. Can't remember what they played now. But they drew 1-1. Werder Bremen, yes. I remember you saying last season that if there was the home and away ties in the quarterfinals, true to the final of the Champions League, that they won't have won champs. Are they showing their true colors? Are they really that good? That's what I'm saying. Because the way people have put them up, like, they're up there, like, nobody can really touch them. But some results this season have been really baffling. I mean, Hoffenheim smashed them, what, 5-1, 5-2. Now they just drew with Werder Bremen at home, and everybody expected them to smack them. What's going on? Or is it the Kimmich factor?
This match, Kimmich. I keep saying, man, unless maybe the big boys get their stuff together in the second half of the season and start, you know, steamrolling teams, like, you know, 10 games unbeaten, all those kind of things.
It's something they can do anyway.
Something surprising is going to happen in one of these top five leagues.
Mm.
We're going to have a miracle.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
So Leicester can win the league now. Okay, let's not go back.
Stop that. Stop that, please. You're upsetting me.
So really, are we blaming it now on how the season is, or because of how there's so many games coming up? Is that why, like, these teams are not, like, getting the results they're meant to get?
Mm-hmm. And wait, I'm not sure if that's happening this year, but are the German league, the Spanish league, are they doing their Christmas break?
I think so. I think it's just the Premier League that they're not doing.
Definitely.
Alaykum salam.
Players. Oh, on already mess up, oh. No 5 subs, no Christmas break.
What's going on, Premier League?
Now Santa go play 9 for me on my birthday now. That's nothing. Christmas.
Yeah.
Starboy, let's go, my room. You go win red Predator in the score.
So, what you're saying is that will help them, this Christmas break thing?
Yes, in rest. I think every time I look at the sharpness doesn't last more than 20 minutes in the first half. After that, players start to get really... I'm tired. I want to go home. Mm. Oh, is there rice? You know, fam.
Is there fam?
Football administrators have just messed up players. Very, you know, messed them up.
And them, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting and making decisions. So.
Yeah, the like they're not kicking. Obviously, the players are your most important and workers, assets. So you need to take care of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And the clubs, the FA, FIFA, whoever, I don't care, man. They're showing that they don't really care about them. They just want to squeeze as much money out of them in this period. But last, player career will come and go, but administrators are forever.
Yeah.
Look at Seb.
Yeah. They had to bundle him out. If not, he'll still be there now.
These are very...
Anyway.
It's just very, very bad, man. It just looks terrible.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about the arrivals, Dortmund. The trash hitter, Berlin. 5-2. 4 goals for the Golden Boy. Who's Golden Boy?
Golden Boy is Mbappe. Don't do that.
Ah!
Don't do that.
Is he Golden Boy? He's the new Golden Boy now.
Don't do that.
Golden Boy 2020 is Haaland.
That's your business.
I don't tell you, Sha. Don't go streets because they go beat you for streets. Don't go top process for streets.
Who know Haaland for streets?
Okay.
You know who Kylian
Mbappe? He scored 4 goals, Sha.
He scored 4 goals.
Yeah, man.
That boy, he was sent from the future to score goals.
Can they do it? Yeah, I think you're tired of my questions, Abi. I've asked too many candid dudes in this episode.
This guy is raising me like prophet, oh. This is not a prediction episode.
Yeah.
No wala.
I think that's because like I'm not seeing you in a while. And
they've got what's it called? They have a good team, you know. They have the seasoned professionals in there. I heard that random, but they've got that 16-year-old boy.
I think I'll talk about him.
He's the youngest ever player to start to get an appearance in
Yusufa Moukoko.
16 years and what, one day?
I don't know, 16 years though.
Yeah, it's never going to be broken unless some person starts on the day on the dot.
And you can't start at 15.
Yeah, can't start at 15. That's mm-hmm. that's the rule, man. And it was just recently changed, so we wouldn't have like seen Yusuf for a while if they hadn't like took the rules recently.
Yeah.
And the point I was trying to make is that they've got him training with Marco Reus. And like, I think what I like about Dortmund is that they have a nice balance of, you know, experienced professionals and youngins.
Yeah.
You just hope that, what's his name? Favre? Lucien Favre.
Keep going.
Yeah. Lucien.
Favre.
You need to stop this.
Come on, yeah.
He needs to melt them.
Yeah.
He needs to make you walk. See, I'm just recording with serious people. That's what's going on right now. I'm stressed.
He needs to make you walk, yeah.
He needs to make you walk.
And then he can break the jinx, right?
Yeah. You know, that's...
That's what he's tried for like two seasons now and nothing.
You know, jail.
Mm. I think the closest was 1 point, of me. Was it 1 point? I think two seasons ago was 1 point. But now, they're 1 point behind Bayern now. So, like, you never know. Let's see how it goes, man.
Let's hope that injuries will be good to them as well, because I mean they're different from Bayern, that one or two injuries in key areas and
imagine Haaland goes off. Who comes in? Renier? This Yusufa guy? I'll be Yusufa boy. He's just 16.
He's not a guy. Tayo, yeah, he's senior.
He's got
senior Tayo.
Anyway, like he scored 51 goals in 32 games though. But, yeah.
Okay. Now, last boy, I think we'll see bringing Indomie and provisions. Guy, I don't know when he reach pitch now.
Can he do it though? Like, do you think he can like be the star that everybody's looking at him to be?
Oh boy, it's too much. Leave my boy alone, I beg. I don't understand. You like
the hype is too much, yo.
I feel like you put pressure on black men to succeed.
What do you mean, you even, people?
Sorry,
yeah, was that,
them people.
Haaland is 20, yo. It was that, and he has to live up to that. Haaland is still like a boy.
These are outliers, man. Let's be calm. Let's just be calm.
All right.
The boy has scored a lot of goals at unders, but now he's at the big league, man. Mm. Give him time, give him space, and let him breathe, man. Black boy joy. Black boy enjoy.
Yep. Let's go on the break, man. Quickly, let's talk about the league. PSG, they lost to Monaco 3-2. Do you think Tuchel has lost a grip on this team? I mean, their Champions League record this season has been very bad for the people that got to the finals. And now, yeah, they're still top of the table, but they've lost, what, 4 games this season? 4 league games. I mean...
You see, it ties into
what you've been saying, basically.
Yeah. 4 losses.
Really? But they're not playing well, though.
4 losses and they're still top. Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, teams like PSG in their league, man, their squad is very much limited to like the first 15 players or first 14.
Really?
They don't, their squads are not as stacked as Premier League squads.
Man. Okay.
And look but at
I mean,
and you remember, they you remember, don't have. Remember one of those losses was earlier on in the season when they had like a huge COVID issue. And then they had to be a lot of young. They lost, was it 1-0, 2-0?
Yeah, to launch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't
keep going.
Managers like Tuchel?
Yeah. Tuchel.
Tuchel.
Yeah. Anyone. Just Nigerian, just speaking.
Tuchel. You know. Yeah, they're going to give him a chance, man. Mm. I don't think they're going to sack him. He's been there for 3 years now? Three?
This is the third year.
Mm. Yeah, they'll give him a chance. I think what they're really going to, as it stands now, top of the table, lost 4 games, not playing well, but still top.
Yeah.
What they're going to be looking at the hierarchy
Champions League group.
Champions League group.
Mm.
So they need to get out of that group. And they start playing well.
They're playing Leipzig next at home.
Hmm. Oh boy.
And they have what? Just 3 points.
The United game was where I think they kind of had. They shouldn't have lost that game.
they were beating Leipzig 1-0 too. Like, they always like take the lead, like in this Monaco game as well. They were winning 2-0
and they play ball. If I know the Champions League fixtures, they were kind of balling those games. I saw the United.
That's what I'm saying, like, why can't they see off games? That's my point. Because I know we've been talking of the season, too many games, everything. But I'm saying these guys, like, they already have a platform. Yeah, so that's why I feel like they are not playing well. That's just my point. And I'm seeing something. He's playing what Marquinhos as a CM, and then Danilo Pereira, the player they just loaned from Porto, He's playing as a centre back, and he's a DM. You understand? Why don't you just play, like you said, players, the managers that overthink or over tactile? What was I said? Tactilize. Even me, I'm overdoing it right now. Wow. Managers that overdo things, you understand? Like, why is he doing that? Why is he not just playing Danilo at midfield and play Marquinhos, who is your captain, at centre back?
I thought Presnel was captain.
No, Marquinhos is captain.
Oh, cool.
Thank God you know that now. This guy, you'll be disgracing. You'll be disgracing me outside.
You will disgrace yourself.
They will feel I'm not teaching you right.
I would.
That's what they will feel. No, I'm just telling you.
I would disgrace you.
They will feel. I'm not teaching you right. That's what they'll feel.
It's not your thank God, you know now. Teacher, you know, sense.
Kimpembe is missing that game. Oh, he has a red card.
That's true.
Could be a dicey week for him. If they don't qualify. Yeah,
bro.
If they don't qualify, what's going to happen?
Now, I'm on spring game with this game now.
Yeah, but if they don't qualify, will they sack him?
Yeah. I think they'll sack him.
You should get Poch. He's a former player.
Some clubs, you just kind of know what they want. And if you don't deliver, you know, your head is on the chopping block, Abi.
I don't know. Now you say you be the English guy, and you have all these proverbs.
Okay, we're going to move on now to the next.
Yes. Yeah. I got to start from you. Saint Etienne have lost a record 7 games in a row. Yeah, Serie A. Juventus, they won. How do you see?
They lost their 2 centre backs. Abeg. Do you need a soothsayer? Yes, sir.
They lost their 3 centre backs. Perrin, their long 7 captain retired. So they lost their 3
centre backs. They lost their company and they lost their Laporte and Stones.
Yes.
Amazing stuff. All right. They go blood the youngins. Who is playing there now?
I don't know.
We'll get to it.
Somebody there. Serie A. Juventus. They won. They beat. They play Bologna now. I can't remember what
scored. I mean, 2.
Yeah, scored a brace. How do you see
first half brace now?
Yeah, how do you see Pelo's Juve so far? Pelo as a manager, how do you see him? I know I've not really talked about Juventus on the podcast, so let's
just gonna test himself in the bigger league.
What does that mean?
It means what it means. Sinzu, yeah.
But to me, I feel like they're too dependent on Ronaldo still. Like, if he doesn't play, I remember we're watching, is it the game against Spiza? Yeah,
before Ronaldo, how did they play football? It beggars belief, but it really does, man. What were they doing before? Was it Higuain?
Yeah, Higuain. Yeah,
were they Higuain reliant?
Tevez. I think defensively they were sound. I think that was it. I think that was it, man. Because Bonucci,
you know the cast,
Cellini. They're getting old now.
What they say? 5 friends cannot play together for a lifetime. You know that saying?
That's you, right?
No,
is that if you are one in
No, I'm paraphrasing one saying that people always have about like primary school friends.
Oh, it's two, yeah, 20 friends can't be together for 20 years or something like that. Yeah.
They've tried. And now, what's happening with Matthias?
I think he's injured. Yeah, he's been injured for a while.
He's meant to be the future of the defense. He's what, 21 now?
Yeah. Demiral is coming up good, sure.
Mm-hmm. They have guys. I think that the future of the Juve team.
But every time I see them, if Ronaldo doesn't play, they don't play well. I mean, there's Dybala on the pitch, there's Chiesa on the pitch, and there's enough quality on the pitch. This man has turned.
There's one boy
now, Bernardeschi.
No, I even wanted to call our star boy. I've just been quietly disguising a very big weary. This guy used to do his celebration sometimes. He used to cover his face.
What's going on?
Actual weary way they disguise, now that you think about it. What's up with him, Dybala?
Dybala, yeah. Off and on. Like, what's going on, man? He gets...
Players are not stepping up. I think when you have...
So how does Pelo deal with that, man?
When you have... Because I feel like there's always a question. When you have a team that has that has players of this quality and they're so reliant on one player, it shows you that those players are not now playing at their level. they're not stepping up to play at the level that they are meant to play at, because you can't have players like Dybala, even Cuadrado. You know what's going on with his numbers as well.
Yeah.
What's going on with Bernadeschi's numbers? Mm. What's going on with what's the other guy's name?
Zano.
Sorry?
I said, who's Dada? What are you talking about?
He's a winger.
Chiesa.
Chiesa as well. Mm-hmm. Also, there. You know, yeah. They have people that are meant, you know, they're already like Serie A proven now. They're meant to make the step up.
Yeah.
Step up is not stepping up. So, what can he do? I mean, the manager is hoping that they'll jazz up.
Mm.
And Ronaldo is just, you know, doing Ronaldo things. I'm sure he too must know that his teammates are not pulling their weight. So, yeah.
Are this your favorite for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Immobile returned with a bang, a goal and an assist for Lazio. Apparently, he took about 15 COVID tests.
Why?
Obviously, he had the COVID now, so it was off and on. So, he missed about like 5 games for them before this game. So, like, they really needed him back, man.
No, I don't. Good, man. I saw that game, very rainy, yeah?
One of the worst pitches in the game.
His header was a good one.
That was a very good goal.
Good one. I love very that good cross. Goal, man. Very good, man.
Yeah. Atalanta, inconsistent. They drew.
Sometimes you have some. I'm worried about Atalanta because you don't want that last season to be a blip in the pan.
Mm.
I was just looking at the table recently. You know, they scored a ton of goals. Defensive.
What, 98 goals last season?
Yeah. Mm. They just couldn't. You know, that draw column, very upsetting, I'm sure, to them, that they had a few high scoring draws in there. And you think that maybe if they were able to close up shop in certain areas, maybe they would have won the league. And I don't say they would have won the league.
I think if they won the second the Juve game, the away Juve game, because they were leading 2-1 and last minute Ronaldo scored a penalty. So they won that one, they would have won the league.
So Gianperini, yeah. Mm. Second season, man, he has to really show that, you know, these guys are not just flashing the pan guys, so they need to do better.
Okay. Where do you see them finish? Top
I think,
four still.
I think top four.
They haven't progressed like with the squad.
Mm, it's still,
because they even lost Castagna, so.
I mean, Atalanta are just happy to be here. Look at the kind of club they are and like their beginnings and everything. They're just, oh wow. Thanks guys for having us.
Mm.
We love you. You know, shout out to my fans and all them things.
Lukaku to the rescue is on the form of his life. 14 goals, 14 games. Why it's very funny, like I'm talking about defense in a Conte team. Like they were losing 2-0 to Torino.
Yeah.
Why? Like, there are too many games that this season where they have to come back to do something. From the first game of the season, I remember Fiorentina had to come back to win. In Champions League, they had to come back to draw against, what's their name now? Mönchengladbach. They drew against Shakhtar as well. It's not like, what's going on? What's not clicking for them? Because last season, he complained that he didn't have a squad to do this. This season, like, the able men in that squad, man.
What has they now?
Hakimi, one of Kolarov the best wing backs. Kolarov,
you know? Playing CB now, like G, man.
Yeah, is that like, so what's going on, like, with Conte, man?
I don't say it's a blip, because Conte is Conte, man. You just
without Lukaku, Lukaku today, 2 goals, 2 assists.
All-rounder.
Like, they looked, I was watching the game, and they looked like primary school kids. But once Torino scored the second goal, they just woke up like, oh, we're playing a football game, but we have to win.
We have to.
Like, if you check my tweet, I tweeted Conte to cast. You understand? And I had to go back to the tweet that, sorry, it's a mistake. Obviously, they won the game. Like, what's going on? Why? No, you know Conte. Conte is Chelsea. Defensively, setting. I mean, what's happening? Even his Juventus as well.
You know, with the way this season, you're definitely going to have fewer clean sheets in Serie A than normal.
Okay.
I think we've already seen that, you know, normally you have even like very good defensive performances from lower teams.
Yeah.
But like now everyone's goals are flying everywhere, man. Penalties are also at a very, very nice, coming at a very nice rate in the league as well. So I don't know. This one might be a little bit tough for Conte, but I feel like he'll sort it out, man. He has a good crop of experienced professionals.
I was feeling like this should be the season for him. I mean, because Juventus have a new coach, an experienced coach. Like, he should be like the next best thing. That's what I was thinking, man. But
I think with Conte, I trust him. If there's anything Conte is going to do, is sort out his defense. So everybody relax.
Okay. You're just telling me to relax, basically, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the other team in Milan. AC Milan. Fine wine Zlatan. Top goal scorer. 39-year-old. Scored, 9 goals in 5 games? 9 goals in how many games now? I think like 7 games. Like, what's up? What's going on?
How many of the players are playing now featured on the PlayStation 2? I would like to just ask that question first of all.
I don't know. And he was good then, though. He was good then. Like, man.
Now, I'm talking about Juve giving me assurance earlier on in the podcast. So, if you bring that back, I can deny that as well. Because I'm telling you now. What's that, Pioli? Who's that Milan? It's Milan right now. No, it's not Inzaghi.
No, not Inzaghi.
No, it's like Stefano.
It's Pioli. Man.
Pioli. Why am I second-guessing myself? They don't do that. May not do mistake, win that title with 39 years. We're not going to hear what again. I just see. For peace to reign.
He's got a brace today against Napoli.
For peace to reign. I say it again, brace. For peace to reign. Juve, Atalanta, Inter, wake up. Wake up. It's going to look bad. But I think it's...
Could this be Milan's year, though?
Why not? They're in a good place
incredible
right now.
Incredible form.
Incredible
from,
form.
From the restart till now. Huh? Incredible. I think they've lost just one game. From the restart till now, they've just lost one game.
Until
and that was the blip in the Europa League 3-0, they lost to Leo.
Until this form like cancels, man, we have to say that right now on paper they look like the favorites right now in the league, man. Because they're just, you know, cruising, going ahead, doing their stuff, man. So shout out to them. What I wanted to say is this. I think on a serious note, I think it's very, very good, and we want to be careful how we analyze football players that are past 30, especially.
Yeah.
We have a 39-year-old doing bits in Syria. We have Jamie Vardy in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw a stat today that said that after 30, man, Ian Wright scored 94 goals.
93.
After. So why did we suddenly have this impression that, you know, once you are past 30, you are like sell by the team.
Where did that come from?
You constantly have to prove something. Also, on the other side, we have that whole what's it called? Wanting young people, giving them a chance.
Oh, yeah.
To do. Sometimes they are done, they're done. Sometimes they're not done. I think you have to be very objective when it comes to analyzing players. Sure, you can use age as criteria, but then don't let it
be the main, main like option or like, your main reason.
Main reason,
to overlook them.
The guys at AC Milan have done a brilliant job when it comes to recruiting Zlatan, and they looked at him. Look at what he can bring to the team. Mm-hmm. Look at the wages. And you know, why not? Let's have him back. And look at...
And he bought PS5s for all of them.
Look at that.
I know we footballer,
just imagine
man.
Me, a young player coming up at AC Milan. And now I have a PlayStation 5 from Zlatan, you know.
Because I didn't even have to buy it. Well,
what's that song? Blessed. Whiskey featuring Damian Marley. I think that's the vibe right now in the dressing room.
Lying, man. We're supposed to play that to yourself, man. Yeah. Let's go for a break, man. Yeah, let's wrap up. FPL picks, chop. Emi Martinez.
Oi. TNG, I'm sorry. But yeah. Oi.
Yo, Cancelo. Nothing.
No, I don't use oi again.
Okay. My bad. I didn't get that. Bruno Fernandes.
Boy, TNG. Don't worry, it's good. I listen to him.
I listen to him. Timo Werner. Just the one assist. Obviously, he wanted more, but
he can do better than that.
He can do better. Scorecard. Give him a scorecard. Give TMJ a scorecard.
TMJ, please don't save my guy. I give you 11 over 10. You do well.
Can you know if you get school, though, right?
Why I go get school? You know why me? All my babies would graduate on time.
Sorry, the men who go.
All my guys will graduate on time now. I don't understand. Please. All my people will graduate on time.
Hey, it's all good. Bash the Bookie is the Lord of come up this week. I don't know. Perez is taking a sabbatical, but I'm not sure. But...
It's a hard market right now for betting boys. Please, if you can, I think I need to put this out there, man. You need to take a break for your mental health and your financial health too as well, man. Just do it. It's calm. Yeah. It's a tough season.
Yeah, very tough season. And unpredictable.
Any babalawo that tells you he has short swords is a liar.
What was that guy calling himself again? Oracle, I mean.
Oracle.
Oh.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll see how it goes, man. I'm Bash the Bookies will probably be back next week, man. We'll see how it goes. FPL tips to TMJ, thank you for your tips. 2 out of 4
Mm-hmm.
It's manageable. I mean, Fernandez did well. He said we should captain him, so
shout out to Lohi as well, you know. Lohi, honestly, I love the family well. Getting bigger, I mean.
Yeah, man.
It's nice.
As cool. More money to be paid. Okay.
Someone will think you are CFO on this podcast where you keep talking about money. What's the problem?
Sorry?
We understand that is looking for money.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Are you the CFO?
Yeah, it was good to see you again. It's good to be in the studio again. Honestly, and as usual,
I missed you guys. I hope you missed me too. Let me know, man.
I actually don't know.
In our socials, put it on paper.
As usual, answer us, please, man. Answer us, man. And bad governance. We just want a good Nigeria, man. Please, everybody, let's just do the right thing. Everybody should do their work, man. Everybody should do their work.
I don't want to borrow a phrase from this woman because I think she doesn't fit her employees well, but it's a nice phrase.
You just said the phrase, man. You didn't say the phrase.
No, but they'll know where I got it from because she always says it at the end of every show.
Mm.
Be kind to one another. Man.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Ciao.
All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.